What's up, guys? Welcome back to Storytime with Uncle Reddit. My name's John, and this is r/Tales from Tech Support. So, took a couple days off, did some more domesticated stuff, and decided we'd get a fresh start this weekend on catching up with some videos. It's funny, I like to respond to almost every comment that I get on my videos, no matter which channel it is, and got a comment, and I don't remember if it was this channel or the Malicious Compliance channel, somebody talking about, I don't know what they were talking about, but they said I was boring. So anyway, I don't know what they were talking about, but I'm going to continue to stay the way I am because that's who I am and that's who I cater to. People like me. You don't like it? Then you're not like me. All right, let's do some tech support.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Think of the poor history professors. This happened this morning, about 30 minutes ago now. I told a friend who's also in IT and he suggested I share it here. For context, I work in IT at a college in the States. I had a call to go to a room because a professor reported not being able to connect to a projector. I get there and he starts giving me a lecture, in front of his class, about how the system needs to be easy enough for the lay history professor to operate. And we're not doing enough for the poor history professors, who make like $300K a year. Guy literally said, us poor history professors. Then dude turns the computer on and the projector just turns on automatically and goes to the input automatically. Then he's like, oh, but the sound is messed up too. Spends like 5 minutes fumbling to find a specific video to put on, and lo and behold, it works. Like, bro, if you or anyone else can't figure out how to use this system, it's a problem for your dean, not me. Edit. A couple people mentioned I probably overstated their income by a bit. They make closer to roughly 150K probably, but it's still quite a bit more than I make, I assure you, lol. Now, I don't know about Ivy League schools or anything like that, but the average, I don't know even about average, but most history professors or English professors or math professors or whatever, I think a lot of them top out before 125, for the most part. I'm not saying, now, add on top of that, if you're published or something like that, you know, you may make more from residuals like that, or if you create curriculums, which a lot of professors like to do. They like to get published in their field, and then they'll help make curriculums for lower levels, lower grades, things like that. You know, you can always make residuals, but their base salaries, I'm pretty sure they don't even hit 150K in a lot of instances, so... Although if you add in insurances and other perks and great timing, if you add in insurances and perks and things like that, that's part of your overall package. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, poor history professors. It's not rocket science. And oh, by the way, you turned everything on and it just magically worked. So what was the issue? Did you never turn your computer on to begin with? Every data migration ever. A brief summary of the conversations over the last month. Me. So how much of your data do you need to migrate? Client's head of IT says, should just be some personal records, some company records. That about right, operations manager? The operations manager says, yeah, not even, just a subset of that. I say, so it's just flat data? Like one row for one person, no linked tables? The client's head of IT says, correct, and we don't even need much there. Just the basic name, address, phone number, that'll do. Then I ask, how clean is the data? Are you sending all of it and expecting us to clean it, or are you just sending stuff you want to keep? Client's head of IT says, oh, we definitely won't want that in a new system, so we'll just send over the parts we want. I say, are you sure? Are you absolutely doubly sure? Pinky promise no take-backsies? Client's head of IT says, yeah, but tell you what, let's have a call next week with our data guy. Then today, the data guy says, yeah, so we have two unique databases we need to merge, one in India and one in England. Hundreds of thousands of personal and client records, person and client records, and millions of contact log records. For each worker, there will be around 100 unique fields that need to be mapped, and for each worker, around 1,000 records for previous work history and communication logs. An unknown amount of documents, but let's say at least 20 PFDs per person. There's around 200 directly relevant tables, but a lot more that could be useful. Me, do you want some of this or all of it? Data guy, yes? We need this import to perform a data cleanse as we don't have the capacity. I should know better at this point. I fall for it every time. So I can't relate directly because, again, I don't do that type of IT. I don't really do any IT anymore except for family. But Anyway, but I can kind of relate because, you know, you'll have a person, me being, you know, a carpenter, handyman, Mr. Fix-It, whatever you will, and I'll get a call and they say, I just need a storm door installed. Okay, what storm door? Well, I haven't figured it out yet. Do you want just a simple door? You want a, you know, one of the cage ones like you have in East LA? You want full glass? You want glass that moves so you can have a screen and get a breeze? Do you want an internal storage? Do you want one that you take off and throw in the basement in the winter? You know, what? And they'll overcomplicate the job. They keep saying how easy it is and how simple they want it to be. But then when you start getting into the nitty gritty, they really don't know. Half the time they'll make a decision, you start the job, and then they'll change their decision. So yeah, it can be a real mess. I had one guy hire me once just to do a little side work. He wanted the stuff that was in a pile taken to the landfill. Simple job. Now I charge per hour of labor worked plus the dump fees plus fuel. I don't know what the fuel and dump fees are going to be until I'm done my running, so, you know, I can kind of add those things up and estimate. Otherwise, I could just make my hourly a flat fee, but that doesn't work really well because dump fees change and, you know, a pile that's 10 feet by 10 feet by 10 feet tall, you know, one pile might be, you know, 500 pounds worth of stuff. The next pile of the same size could be, you know, 2.5 tons. So, yeah, I really can't work that in ahead of time. But then, you know, I get halfway through the job and the guy notices I'm only concentrating on the pile and he'll come over looking all confused and say, well, are you going to work on the leaves? What leaves? The yard really needs raking. You didn't ask me to rake the yard. Do you want your yard raked? Yeah. Well, here's what it's going to cost. Well, then they get all pissy. If I gave them a flat, like say I gave them a flat price for just doing the labor on the pile, and then I was going to add on the tipping fees and the fuel fees afterwards, he still thinks I should be doing it for the same labor fee. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. So yeah, clients can definitely mess things up. A lot.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
Tales from the only techie guy on the team. Not the company's actual tech support, but the only person on my team at work who uses a computer outside of work and doesn't think they work by some sort of voodoo magic. I've had to fix all sorts of issues that I just refuse to believe regular offices deal with on a regular. I spent 45 minutes waiting for IT to answer. Can you see if you can fix the process spreadsheet? It's broken and I can't use it. I go on expecting a corrupted Excel file or massive data loss. At least a few broken formulas maybe, but everything's completely fine. She'd reached the end of the pre-formatted region I'd done when I set it up, around 1,000 lines, so the borders and center alignment wasn't there anymore. 45 minutes of a busy day sat on hold waiting for IT to pick up rather than highlighting 9 columns and clicking all borders and center. We use Office 365, and one woman thought she needed to clear up all her document history before she took her laptop into the office for an upgraded replacement. She went through and deleted everything on her list the evening before. The next day, there's a mad panic when I log on, as she'd actually deleted 2 years worth of the team's shared spreadsheets, trackers, and customer information. Oh dear. We don't have direct access to a recycle bin. It's a rather locked down system, and I believe it's cleared every few days by IT. Luckily, they managed to recover it all. Constantly being asked by both regular staff and even managers to put a spreadsheet together for this new thing we need doing. I don't mind if it requires a formula, etc., but 80% of the time it's literally just putting 5 to 10 column headers in a row 1 and sending it back to them. Would have taken less time to put it together themselves than it did to send me an email requesting I do it because you're the spreadsheet guru. I've got to run 4x1-hour training sessions in the upcoming weeks on how to set up some new small PCs people need to work from home in certain areas. You're supplied with the machine with everything fully installed, along with power cable, display cable, mouse, and keyboard. I'm genuinely curious whether some of them will manage it within the hour. Update on the training sessions. Of the 4 times one-on-one sessions I ran, it failed in 5 different ways, but almost entirely down to equipment, so not quite as bad as expected. 1. The one that I figured would be fine, and it was, but couldn't log on because the card they'd gave him to log on wasn't properly registered, which indicated that all 4 of them needed to be redone and delayed the other sessions while they got sorted. 2. This one surprised me. After getting a card redone, everything went completely smoothly other than the supplied display cable not working and needing to be replaced by a second office trip. 3. Another surprise. This time everything seemed to work correctly, but he hadn't taken one of the office monitors home and was using a personal one that didn't have a DisplayPort plug. So I had to go to the office again for a new cable or adapter. 4. This one did not go smoothly, which was entirely expected. For starters, we hopped on and during the very first instruction, plug in the power cable, he opened the packet and one of the pins was bent at a 45 degree angle from the plug. So I had to reschedule while he got a new cable from the office. On the second attempt, it took him 25 minutes to figure out which of the three ports on the monitor the display cable went into, which was the only one that fit the two that weren't being used already. Then after getting it and trying to switch the monitor's input from the standard HDMI over to the newly installed DisplayPort input using the buttons on the monitor, raged that his mouse wasn't working because it wasn't showing up on his screen, because it was plugged into his main machine, not the newly set up one. Then when logging into the system, opened his card reader box to find he'd been given the box that they used to store old cards in, and there was no card reader in it. He had to take a third trip to the office to obtain it before it all went through okay. Wait, so you're not the IT guy, but you're going through all this stuff? I don't understand. Did I miss something? Or was that, am I conflating the last story with this story? Anyway, I don't understand how you're supposed to do your job if the people that are setting these people up with their equipment, the hardware, aren't doing their jobs properly. It doesn't seem like it should be that difficult. If you're going to give somebody a card reader, they ended up with that box with the old stack of cards in it because somebody just handed it to them. Nobody stood there and opened it and said, okay, card reader. Boom, here you go. Sign it out, whatever. Great inventory management, evidently. And honestly, I'm not really sure how half of these people couldn't set it up by themselves anyway, at least the basics. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much. New system equals fail. A couple months ago, I made this post on Tales from Tech Support talking about the general incompetence within my team/company. But this week, I had something happen that made me think I should really post a follow-up. This got a little longer than I intended, but I'm still a little mad, so I added a TLDR at the bottom. For those that want the details, let's get on with the story of my manager proving they don't have the first clue about what their team does. It's not directly a tech support thing, more of a general incompetence around a tech upgrade. But as I'm basically only brought into this because I'm the one expected to fix it if it went wrong, here we go. There's been a new super duper all singing all dancing system that's been spoken about being on its way soon to help us dealing with customer cases on probably the most important part of our team's work that I'm basically in charge of. My manager had mentioned it a few times. But other than mentioning the broad stroke improvements, we'd never see any of it. Which might seem weird, but that's not super uncommon. If it's pretty much a like-for-like upgrade layout visually, but just much better on the back end. For the last couple months, my manager has not been attending meetings and sending the assistant manager, AM from now on, in their place. Barely spoken to the team unless there's a major issue. All because I'm working on a very important project and it needs a lot of my attention. Which we all assume is this project. Still no confirmation, but there's almost no other explanation. This week, up popped a meeting in the calendar with the team that had been working on this system. And since my manager's on annual leave for a holiday abroad, me and the assistant manager were pulled into a meeting on their behalf. Manager had told the assistant manager that it was to run through how it would work ahead of it going live. But shouldn't be a big deal because they'd had a quick glance over the final version and everything seemed like it would be perfect. About 45 minutes before the meeting starts, the person from the other team that's running the meeting messages basically saying, "You still haven't sent your feedback over ahead of the meeting. Can it be sent ASAP so we're not just spending the whole meeting sat around reading over it?" Which was obviously not at all what was expected. Turns out we were supposed to have been going through it and raising dummy cases to see how it all works ahead of time. Me and the assistant manager had the new system shared with us and frantically hopped into a call and raised a few test cases, planning to make notes of anything that should be tweaked. The system was a complete mess. It was slightly more visually interesting, but still incredibly basic looking. There were no sections for customer information to help us actually identify who the F we're dealing with, and we noticed it asked some very specific questions that could only be there to rule out edge case problems, which, while they do come up from time to time, are not a main priority, and there are far more pressing or important issues that we deal with that would be way more useful if we were going to delve further into detail up front. After loading two cases, we realized there was a lot wrong with this new system, and I sent 14 to 15 detailed points across, with a paragraph each explaining why things should be changed and the potential alternative routes to take. This was later followed by a further 7 paragraphs after showing the other semi-tech guy on the team the new system, and he picked out a few things we'd missed in our rush. This part may not make much sense since I can't go into detailed specifics, but there was another person on the call who basically doing the back-end stuff to link this system to our current system. They said they'd only been told that this was a job that needed doing yesterday. It's not something he's done before. And when they show us the new system back end, and it basically looks like it's been cobbled together with paper mache. The reply I got from my 20 plus paragraphs of feedback was, everything was all signed off on as being perfect by the stakeholders back in June, so we can't just change something at this point. We ended up on a call with my manager's manager, who, while they knew that the new system was coming in, they had left my manager in charge of it, as it's related to our department. And when they'd asked my manager how things were going, my manager said everything was running smoothly. They've ended up having to push the launch back for at least a few weeks, but I would put money on them having to start the whole design process over again from the ground up. My manager's manager has basically called out my manager in a chain email that the meeting attendees were CC'd into, saying that they'd been running the project so we needed to discuss things with them about why this has gone so badly, and have a meeting booked in for Tuesday. Annoyingly, I'm on annual leave for the next 2 weeks, so I won't be able to get involved, but I'm tempted to dial in from poolside in Tenerife, just to hear what the F has said. One, I wouldn't dial in from poolside unless I was really hard up for some entertainment and just wanted to hear for giggles. Otherwise, take your annual leave, ignore everything else, let them deal with the mess. I'm sure it'll be there and just as messed up when you get back anyway. The other thing is, it sounds like your manager takes no responsibility for anything. He's pushing things off on people. He didn't even do that well in this case. Even if you're one of those guys that's supposed to be doing a job and you delegate to other people under you, that can be okay. That can work. But you have to actually do the delegation. You can't just let things slide. Oh yeah, things are going great, you know. And then when it comes down to brass tacks, you're ready to get everything live and launched, and it's all a shit show. Doesn't make any sense. Somebody just being lazy and collecting checks? Somebody who's given up on life? Somebody who's that incompetent? Or all of the above? I don't know. YouTube thinks you're going to like this video here, so do me a favor. It really helps the channel when you click on that. See ya.